This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com with a podcast titled The Short Yellow School Bus of the Soul. Now, in just a brief explanation of that, when I was young and went to school, most of the kids either walked or we rode the long yellow school buses, but those special kids, the ones that had learning disabilities or had physical handicaps, they got to ride the short yellow school bus. You know, and you'd see them go by, and I really didn't think that much of it or sympathize with them in any way. It was just, you know, a fact of life. And then, you know, that's one of the reasons I've got this title going. You see, some things have dawned on me here lately. I have always been what I consider a very spiritual person. Now, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I considered my life quest to be a spiritual quest, and it really seemed to take off, you know, 10 years ago, something like that, when I finally got on the internet. It's just that some of the things I've encountered are just a little too far out there for me. I mean, take for instance, when I first got online, I met a lady online who's actually just one town over, and we were talking about spirituality, and she was a Reiki master. And I had no idea what that was. I said, what's a Reiki master? She told me that she would get close, she would attune my energies, the energies of my body, by getting real close and moving real close to me and massaging the energies and doing them this way and doing them that way, you know. And I told her, hell, it sounds like a lap dance where I come from. Anyway, do not ever call an energy worker, don't compare an energy worker with a lap dancer. They take it personal. Then there's other things like astral projection. I mean, here on AboveTopSecret.com, there's entire threads where people discuss astral projection. And I look at it, and they say that, you know, when you go to bed at night and you lay down and you're getting ready to go to sleep, you can do this or do that to prepare yourself and then, you know, project out of your body. You know, and I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people? When I go to bed at night, I go to sleep. That's what I go to bed for. I don't go there to leave my body and go socializing. I can assure you that the next time I leave my body, it's going to be a one-way trip. Yeah, I'll be floating away, going towards the light, yelling, call 911! Call the paramedics! Somebody! I've met people on other sites that were into chakra tuning, you know, and what the crap is chakra tuning? You had these chakras in your body that have to be brought into alignment, and they have to be tuned, you know. And there are people out there who, for a nice little chunk of change deposited in their PayPal account, and then you make a long distance telephone call to you, they will sit there and tune your chakras over the telephone, you know. Sounds like a long distance lap dance, but I mean, man, I need to learn how to tune chakras. But you know, I decided I couldn't go for that, you know. And although I did meet one lady who wanted to open up my crown chakra. Opening my crown chakra, you know, there's thugs that'll crack your skull. That's what it sounds like. It sounds painful, but I couldn't go for that either. It's just this, you know, high-tech, way out there spirituality that I seem to have trouble with. I mean, one person wanted to awaken my kundalini. Even though I had a kundalini, you know, but as we were talking about it, I could just imagine myself, you know, like going there one night, go to bed, and I'm tossing and turning because my Reiki energy's all out of whack, my chakras are out of tune, my crown chakra is closed and stopped up, and now my kundalini is awake and won't let me go to sleep because it won't shut the hell up. I mean, I can't sleep. I may as well astral project. So there's just these spiritual things that are above me for some reason. And that's when I realized that I am riding the short yellow school bus of the soul. In the spiritual world, I'm that kid with the bug eyes and thick tongue that looks off and smiles at things that only he can see. You know, all the spiritually advanced people, they're nice to me to my face, but they laugh at me behind my back. I just know it. Yeah, the short yellow school bus for the soul. Actually, it's kind of comfortable. It's kind of cool. It's, you know, not too crowded. There's very few others on the bus with me. We make our own little trip. We don't have to conform. We don't have to learn all of the really, really specific stuff. You know, we don't have to open this or awaken that. We just have to do the best that we can do. And somewhere out there, I've no doubt that our spiritual parents are proud of the little bitty dummies. Oh, yes, it's good to be in a spiritual place where you're not really expected to perform. Anyway, that's just my podcast for the day. The short yellow school bus of the soul. I'm on it, and I hope someday you'll be on it with me too. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi. Good night.